This is a HeadGum Podcast.
I love dogs at work. I mean, they're never mine, and they rarely, like, my office is pretty open. I could very easily avoid them, so it's not the same.
Wait, but is your dog a dog-friendly office?
Yeah. It's not like every day people bring their dogs, but, like, I feel like on Fridays, usually, because we're not taping, people just bring their dogs in and no one cares.
Yeah.
I want to know if it was, like, one brave pioneer that brought their dog in and was like, let's see if I get in trouble.
I bet that's the case.
At BuzzFeed, there was a dog, and it was big, and it was very skittish. But no one said anything about it. Like, it was skittish to where if you walked in, it would just go...
It would bark?
Okay.
And everyone would be like, we're just going to pretend like that's not happening. But it very clearly was.
Wow. Okay. I like this world, though. Everyone's like, you know what? Let him be crazy.
Are we ready?
Yeah, I'm fucking ready, dude.
All right.
Punch it! Hey.
Hey. Hey. Hey. It's time for
Punch
the GM.
Punch
the GM.
Hey.
Punch
the
GM.
Punch
the GM.
I chimed in with the, haven't you people ever heard of punching the up jam door? Welcome to Punch Up the Jam.
I like that a lot.
I thought about that all the drive here, sitting in traffic like, fuck, I gotta get one.
I love it. I think we just peaked and we should stop doing the podcast.
Oh, great. Cool. Thanks for coming, Edgar.
It's all good.
I'm Miel.
I'm Demi.
And this podcast is about making songs better because why not? Life is long.
Somebody's got to do it. Life is long. Is that why we do this?
Yeah, I don't know. Why does anyone have a fucking podcast?
That's a question I ask every week. And every week we try to get to the bottom of it, but get distracted by trying to fix songs.
We got to introduce our guest.
Let's.
The most beautiful laugh. You know him from Culture Kings.
Yeah.
I forgot the other thing.
Culture Kings on behalf of the iHeartMedia Network is Edgar Monplaisir.
Oh, wow. Thank you for, do you guys always play Bring 'Em Out?
We do.
I don't feel special.
Would you prefer a special song for you?
No. I mean, okay. I'm very happy that you guys did Bring 'Em Out. That's a fantastic song.
Thank you. We have some other sound bites ready if you want one. We could give you a different one.
Let me see. Just pick a random one and let me see. And then I'll see how I feel about it.
Moving my hips like, yeah.
Edgar Monplaisir!
Okay.
I'm sorry I forgot your other credits.
I mean, it was another part of that credit. Okay. I didn't give you any other credits.
It's the full title.
Okay.
Yeah.
Culture Kings on the iHeartMedia or iHeartRadio?
You know, I don't know.
Oh, I said iHeartMedia. Uh-oh.
I think it is iHeartMedia. I think that is the name of the parent
company.
They're
the guys who put on the festival. They're the guys that have that button on your TV you never use.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's true, yeah.
I've seen that shape.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know them.
I know that shape well. Also, your last name, Pleasure Mountain? No.
The way it's spelled, but it's supposed to be an N. At some point, it got changed to an M.
Oh, so Mom Pleasure.
It's a my pleasure.
That's what I meant.
Eddie Pleasure Mountain.
Eddie Pleasure Mountain is dope, but a lot better than what I was called in college or in high school.
What?
I was called Mom Pleaser and Montepulciano.
What is Montepulciano? What is that?
That's just a teacher said that, and everyone's just like, let's just keep calling him that.
That'll do.
That's kind of a fun punch up.
Mom pleaser, that's not even like a mean.
No, that's
it's just
a burn
a weird...
on your, everyone else.
Yeah. I please everyone else's mom.
People were really bad at bullying you.
They were, but it still affected me.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you're here today, of all days, to talk about Train.
Train.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
One of the greatest bands of the 20th century, I would say.
So.
Your lipstick stinks. Sorry, different song.
I always forget. I feel like, they have like four songs
Me,
that people.
Virginia.
I did not know that song.
Oh, really?
I did not know that song.
That was a hit before Drops of Jupiter.
There are like four songs that people. This is one of the most requested songs that we are covering today.
Yes. Oh, and actually, I grabbed someone's email about it because it was so funny. One of the requests was from Taylor, and they said, my college boyfriend accused me of liking Train once in an argument, and honestly, it was the meanest thing anyone has ever said to me.
Oof.
Deeply relatable. So, Edgar, why did you want to talk about the song?
I don't want to make anyone feel bad, but I unironically enjoy this song.
Woo!
And it makes me cry. And it's because I had a good friend, Dwayne Gonzalez, who We used to say he was possessed by a black woman because he sang like one. He would always play this song on the piano, and we'd be like, dang, you make the song sound really good. So whenever I hear it, I'm reminded of him.
And he could sing it too, I'm guessing.
Yeah, yeah, 100%.
Tell me. Wow. So wait, Demi, how do you feel about the song?
So that's the thing. I revealed to Miel a few days ago that I was so excited to do this episode because I think I love this song.
Yeah. Yes.
The thing, it's like one of those songs that I've never really, like, I've always known it existed. And I was just like, oh, Train, fucking that band, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then, like, I just started thinking about it. And I was like, I feel like I like the melody. I don't know. And then I listened to it. And when the strings come in, I was just like, oh, yes. No, this song is great.
There are those bands that, like, you know, like they're otherwise trash, but they have this ballad that they have deep in their thing that, like, it just gets you whenever they play it.
Yeah, if you wanted to dunk on Train, I think Hey Soul Sister would be the easier option.
Yes.
This one's hard to dunk on for the reasons you're mentioning, but also because it's about his mom dying.
Wow, I did not know that.
Yeah, so it's like hella sad. And to be making fun of it, I mean, we're still gonna,
100%.
I'm not gonna touch the cancer thing, but we'll talk around it.
Touch the cancer thing.
I'm not gonna touch the cancer thing. You keep trying to get me to touch the cancer thing.
I always text you and say, hey, have you touched the cancer thing yet?
I'm like,
no. Debbie's like, this is a really weird use of a Saturday. It came out in 2001. I have a bunch of notes about this song.
Wow.
It hit
what month?
Oh, great question.
Gotta be September.
Gotta be September.
It feels like a September song.
I believe it was February. I think this was the single that led the album Drops of Jupiter that I believe came out in March. But don't fact check that because I don't actually care. The song hit the top 5 of the Billboard Hot 100.
Didn't hit 1?
No, and I believe it actually stayed at 5.
Ooh,
wow.
Which is especially curious because then Billboard ranked it as number 4 on their 2001 list of top singles. It didn't even chart that high.
Yeah. They were like, well, because I feel like, because it's based on like how much it sells, right? And Billboard was going like, oh, it's better than at least one of the other.
I write these words down. I don't know what they mean.
Sure, yeah, that's fair.
If you came here for information, try another podcast.
Every essay I've ever written. Yeah.
Copy, paste, thank you. Change 2 words. I love a thesaurus. It ascended to the top 10 of the adult contemporary chart. Get this. In its 49th week.
Wow.
Making it the longest climb to the top 10 tally by any act.
That's impressive.
Now, the song has spent over 100 weeks on the adult contemporary charts.
That blows my mind.
And is still charting on the recurrence chart.
Wait, to this day?
I believe so. The article makes it sound that that is the case.
Huh.
Did you guys ever listen to Radio Disney growing up?
Oh, yeah.
It was one of the only things I was allowed to listen to growing up. And they would play that song a lot.
Really?
Oh, yeah. On repeat. That song and then, like, obviously all their Disney stars. But that song specifically would come on Radio Disney
a ton. Damn. I feel like also there's got to be a huge market if just for talent shows.
Yes.
Because, like, one of my first conversations with this song was a girl that had recently moved to my tiny high school and didn't realize yet that no one thought talent shows were cool and everyone just went to laugh at them.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
What?
I know. Well, none of us wanted to do them. So it was like the teacher would be like, come on, anybody? Anybody? Oh,
that's upsetting.
No, we were like pretty close-minded kids. But she didn't know yet. And she went up and did an entire interpretive dance piece by herself across the entire gymnasium. Like, made use of the space to this song.
I love that.
Yeah, it really was an interesting feeling. So I was like, I love what you're doing, but I'm also too scared to clap for you because I don't want to be made fun of too.
Yeah. Seems like a moment in an ABC Family teen drama.
Yes. This song feels like the end of a movie about a band and like this is their big song they've been working on the entire movie.
Yeah.
So it's like About a Boy and School of Rock at the same time.
Yeah.
Because like, you know, like the band has been like making like very poppy stuff and then like one guy's like, why don't we just write something from the heart?
Yeah.
And then they make
this is what they do.
And they're like, bow, 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 bow. He's like, keep playing that, man. Keep playing that. And that fried chicken line sound like rain. Okay, we'll get there.
He's just flowing out of me.
Soy lattes. Okay, 1 Grammy for best rock song.
Yep.
No way.
It sure did.
Yep.
Against.
2001 is, hit me with this.
Okay, I'll tell you the less crazy ones first. Yellow by Coldplay.
Yeah.
Okay, I feel that.
Jaded by Aerosmith.
Couldn't even tell you what that song is.
Yeah.
Jaded. Okay, it doesn't matter. I'm not going to sing it. And two U2 songs.
That's insane. That's insane to me.
How is that allowed?
That's insane to me.
That should be illegal.
I don't. It may, I mean, they, sometimes they got really big hits. It's like when
Elevation and Walk On by U2. We all know those songs.
I don't know those songs.
U2 is one of those bands that like every old white guy in the Grammys is like, they are the last people doing rock and roll right. So yeah. They just get there.
Uno, dos, tres, catorce. Rock's not what it used to be. Okay, you mentioned the strings earlier.
Sure did.
The dude that arranged them won the Grammy as well. His name is Paul Buckmaster, one of my favorite last names.
That's a great last name.
Buckmaster.
He's related to Sean Jordan.
Also, I mean, high school nicknames, come on, Fuckmaster. It's right there.
Nah, too easy for
too
him.
Too easy.
Yeah.
What would you do?
Well, just, you gotta go A to C. You're like, no, that's a pleasant name. What do you do then?
Nutmaster, he comes all the time.
There you go. Fuckmister, as in,
I would call him Buck Amateur.
Ooh.
Hey, you know that's what I mean? The best one. Like,
you're not as good at Buck as you think you are, man.
Take also, down what is Buck?
You know, just
the
getting
art
Buck.
Of being naked?
No, just being
Buck.
Oh,
no, partying, like Sean Jordan status.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Exactly. Yeah, I know words. But that guy, if you're wondering why the strings sound so good on this song, because they do, he also arranged for David Bowie, Elton John, The Rolling Stones, Miles Davis, Stevie Nicks, Celine Dion, Taylor Swift. I mean, like, everybody.
Not as impressive as arranging for that song for Train.
For Train.
I think.
Train, top
names,
of the list.
Yeah, I definitely think
and
so.
Elton John.
Did he win a Grammy for doing any of those other arrangements?
No, I think this is maybe his only one.
Boom, yeah, there you go. There you go.
Grammys don't lie.
Yeah.
Also, I like that he worked with Bowie because this song feels very cosmic. Like, not just because of the
space.
Way he's... Yeah, but
it's
like
about
everything
Jupiter.
About it.
Yeah.
Is that maybe why it feels cosmic?
No, because like it genuinely, even the song itself feels like someone soaring through outer space.
It does. It
you
does.
Think without the words it would still sound like
oh,
that?
Oh, absolutely.
It feels very atmospheric, especially like the way that the keys are being like held and hit. And then when the strings come in, you definitely feel like you're floating.
There's got to be like an AMV someone made on YouTube.
Yes.
It's just clips from Interstellar set to the instrumental
of
this song.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Amateur music video?
I said AMV, but that's like anime music videos, I think.
It is.
Okay, but you're saying like a song from push the video?
Yeah.
I want to listen to it now with that in mind, because I've never really paid attention to the music.
I've got the stems and whatnot. Well,
yes!
Yes!
Oh, I love
yes.
when Demi
like
gets the
that.
Stems. It's going to be a good
it's
episode.
Fun.
I could recommend some animes.
Oh, please.
There's one about... forgot what it's called. I think it's called Blue.
But I can recommend it.
I can recommend it. Hold on. I'll tell you. It's
one,
about
they drew
space pirates.
So Cowboy Bebop? No.
No. They are in space and Cowboy Bebop.
Something
though.
Luffy is.
It's like Blue Planet or something like that.
Space Cowboys.
Blue Heaven.
Blue Heaven.
Blue Haven.
The Terrence Malick movie? No, that's Days of Heaven.
Listen,
I got
folks.
You.
Thanks for listening to the podcast.
Thanks for listening to Anime Boys.
Never faux fact check us ever. It's only bad for you.
I'm on it now, though. You got me looking.
I want to point out. Well, maybe I'll wait, actually, until we actually play the song. But the verse sounds a lot like another song.
Oh, I know. And I grabbed that song.
Let's do it when we listen to it, yeah?
Yeah,
okay,
let's.
Good. Remind me. This is a weird tidbit that I wasn't sure I should include, but Demi said I should.
Okay.
I just don't know. I don't know.
I have a specific
odd.
Reason that
okay,
I was
okay.
like, it's, yeah.
I'll read it, and then you react to it, and I'll stay silent.
Sure, okay.
Because I'm nervous of doing something wrong.
Oh, boy.
The song is cited as the cause of a massive fight between Charlie Sheen and his then-wife, Brooke Mueller.
What? Why did you want this included?
Good, let her finish.
I mean, to be fair, what an insane cause of a fight.
That's,
Drops of Jupiter by Train is the reason we had a fight. But,
well, she accused Charlie of being a fan of Train.
I mean, it's like actually a little sad, so trigger warning. No, not that word. Somber warning.
Well, no, I think trigger warning.
Okay. Actually, yeah, I guess it is a trigger warning.
You're right. For like, it's a
domestic
violence
abuse.
Thing.
So
yeah.
He was arrested on Christmas Day 2009 because of charges of domestic violence against her. And according to Us Magazine, he allegedly told police that he and his daughter share a love for Drops of Jupiter, which angered his wife. She lashed out, quote, "You have a song that you share with your daughter, but not one with me." Which ignited the fight.
I'm sorry, I should have laughed.
No,
that's
insane. Listen, the fucking song is what makes it insane.
Yes.
Of any song, Drops to cause a fight. Drops of Jupiter. Patrick Monahan, if I'm saying that right, responded to the news on Twitter. "I'm pretty sure that Drops of Jupiter is a positive part of Charlie Sheen and his daughter's relationship." Just gonna look at it that way.
That is what I wanted to point out. The fact that he was like, "I gotta respond to this," and say
you
that actually
did not have to.
He did not have to respond to it, and he didn't have to take the stance of, well, I guess it's at least a good thing for two of them.
Yeah.
Jeez, what a fucking take.
Yeah.
Of all the takes to be taken.
No takes needed, man.
No takes needed.
Your train. Just keep on moving. Wow. Keep on chugga-chugging.
All right.
You just said so many great sound bites in a row. I'm overwhelmed.
Yeah, a lot of
your train, just keep on chugga-chugging.
Oh, wow.
And also, no takes needed.
No takes. Honestly.
Trademark 2019.
You should trademark that.
Yeah.
You should trademark that.
That is like my new Twitter bio.
No takes needed.
No takes needed.
Don't talk to me.
It'd be like a fun reply, like to someone tweeting something, be like, no takes needed.
Speaking of no takes needed, let's just get this out of the way. Some of y'all have been weird and mean and a little thinly veiled sexist with regards to some things that you've heard on this podcast. Don't tell us. First of all,
don't tell me.
Oh, specifically, don't tell me.
Hey, you know what? Don't write it in an iTunes review.
Oh, for sure. Also, don't put it in the comments of our Instagram. Like, don't tell us at all. Yeah. Maybe keep it completely to yourself. Yeah. But also, just be nice.
Just for future reference, obviously, this episode's probably, 2 months after the incident we're referring to?
Sure.
But, if you find yourself criticizing a female host of a podcast in a way that you would never criticize a male host, that those criticisms wouldn't even occur to you if this was a dude.
Sure.
Maybe check yourself and then wreck yourself.
If it includes the terms shrill, weird voice, annoying laugh, just don't listen to the podcast.
Thank you for saying something. Yep. Seconded, signed, sealed, delivered. I want to say two more things and then let's
listen to it. Signed, sealed, delivered. Up yours.
Hey, that's my new fucking Twitter bio.
There you go.
Up yours? Uh-oh.
Stevie's going to sue.
Yeah.
The song, this was just an opportunity to shout out this movie because it's heavily featured in Other People.
Oh,
did you guys see that movie?
I haven't.
Oh my God.
I bet it would make me cry in that movie.
Holy
Chris
shit.
Kelly?
Yes. Mm-hmm. That
of SNL
movie.
Fame.
It's funny.
And the other two.
And the, big fan of the other two.
It's the strangest, laughter sob. It's a heavy film, but it's so beautiful and so worth seeing. And it got so slept on. And the fact that Molly Shannon didn't get an Oscar nom for it is truly an outrage.
When that movie came out, I was dating someone who was in a scenario very similar to that film. And her mom, had died from cancer. And she said it was, the most realistic portrayal of a scenario like that that she's ever seen.
Wow.
It's so worth watching if you can handle it emotionally.
Yeah.
I guess now I'm just how many things is Chris Kelly going to make with the word other in it?
Wow, great
good
point. His show's The Other Ones?
The Other Two.
The other
two.
Two.
Okay, I haven't
seen
it yet.
That's his next project, The Other Ones.
The Other Ones. It's a DJ Khaled biopic. Another one.
Okay, I'm going to leave us on a high note before we crack into this song, trademark. Last thing, there is now a Drops of Jupiter wine.
Oh,
okay.
Hell yes.
I'm into that, and I am ashamed in the two of you that it wasn't available when we did this recording.
We should have been doing...
We should have gotten it!
Yeah, should have been doing shots of Jupiter.
We should have been doing... Well, that is disgusting.
Because
the idea
fire.
Of doing shots of wine is absolutely disgusting,
what
even
do you
though
mean?
The pun is very good.
Excuse me, how do you drink wine?
Every time I go to Miel's home, she just has a tray of shot glasses that she drinks wine
from. And that's if it's cold outside. If it's hot outside, I freeze it in an ice cube tray and I suckle them. 24 cubes is a bottle.
In Miel's defense, she's tiny, so a shot glass is just like a regular people cup.
Yeah, that's this true. Is like a, what's his name? I shouldn't have started this if I didn't have the name. The Yertle, the turtle, not the name. The snail.
I want you to figure this out.
Hang on. Well, sometimes.
Marcel the Shell.
Thank you.
Marcel the Shell.
Yertle the turtle was a fucking ring.
Yertle the turtle is, what is that?
Yeah, I don't know what that
Dr.
is.
Seuss.
Okay.
I'm
okay.
Way older than I look. The wine has average.
Who are you telling that to?
Our 70 know. Plus year old audience,
I think
course.
We're all the same age.
It has averaged to good reviews. So I'm interested to try it.
Oh, I thought you meant the song. I was like, yeah.
Yeah, I was like, yeah.
No, the wine.
The wine. Hmm. Is it made by Train?
Uh-huh. And if you go
to. Do people poorly review wine?
Oh, yeah. The wine community, I would say, is one of the snobbiest out there.
I won't contend.
I've had wine snobs, no offense if you're my friends and you're listening and you know who you are, that when I tell them when I was born, the year, they're like, oh, bad year for Sauvignons or some shit.
That's and I'm insane.
I hate that you know anyone... this.
That's funny to me.
That's
very funny to me. Only because someone could be like, 2001, very good year for wine.
Wait, how young do you think I am?
Bad year for terrorist attacks. I think you're born in the year 2001. That's what I think.
Wow, 2001 was the year this song came out, so way to bring it full circle. Should we crack in?
Let's.
a bottle of wine, maybe. Let's pop it open.
Well, how are you opening your wine, sir?
an organ back there?
Yeah. Hammond B3.
Wow.
I watched the video.
Oh, okay. I thought you were some genius.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I kind of do like the music.
That's
right?
What we're saying.
Yeah. Yeah,
like, those chords are...
Whew. Lyrically, the song, whatever. But musically, it's just like... Mm.
Yeah.
I did not ever imagine I could have that take on this song.
Right?
It's a good song.
The lyrics are so distracting, yeah. And his vocal performance is so distracting. But like, whatever
Do you dislike his vocal performance?
I don't think it's bad by any means. It's just not for me.
I get it.
Like, hey, a hard glottal stop. It kind of hurts my throat.
Yeah.
It's a little like a dude during Regina Spektor. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But... like also
another
feeling...
thing my friend Dwayne would always cover.
Regina Spektor?
Yeah.
I want to hear him sing that, man.
I'll send you some videos.
Samson went back to bed.
That was the one. That
so
was
pretty.
The one. He would always sing that song. Another one that makes me cry.
Demi, why did you know that was a Hammond B3?
Legitimately, I was thinking about this song, and I at one point was... Okay, when we talked about it...
It's been on our list forever.
It has been on our list forever. I really wanted to do that one because when I was like, what does that song even sound like? I can't remember. I listened to it again. I was like, wait, no, I love this song.
Yeah.
And then I was talking about it with friend of the show, Grace Spellman, and we were both like, no, it's a great song. And at some point, she sent me a video that was someone talking about it in depth and being like, here's why it's great. And I didn't get through all of it, but they got through the beginning. We're talking about the Hammond B3 organ.
Yeah.
And I was just like, a little factoid for me.
You gotta send me that video. I want to watch it.
It's like 19 minutes of a guy just being like, here's the instrumentation. Here's why it's great. And like talking about who made each part. And
so we stole his concept.
We stole his concept, made it worse, and then was like, what if we got a little goofy dick joke thing at the end? Yeah.
I watch videos like that all the time. So
it's great.
I watch them for like basketball plays. So I think I should upgrade it to like
well,
music.
There's like four networks dedicated to exactly that.
That is true.
If not more.
Plenty more.
The Ocho, I don't know. I love a song that has like an ambient singular tone kind of whining mm-hmm. in the background.
Yeah.
It really mm-hmm. feels like it fills the soundscape out, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, because sometimes, you know, those piano songs can seem a little hollow. Like, you're just like, I want a little more. Give me a little bit more.
But this piano is so compressed. Like, it sounds so 90s, but this was 2001.
Yeah.
Doesn't it sound like I don't know, I Want to Dance with Somebody era? You know what I mean? A piano where it's just like hammering out the piano.
Yeah. It feels like there's a lot of reverb on it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Also, listen, this might be like a very specific note, but does it sound like the lyrics aren't exactly where they're supposed to be on top of the music?
Now that she's back in an atmosphere. It sounds like he's trying to catch up to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, like he's always behind it a little bit. Until the chorus, to me, it sounds that way. And that's why the chorus is such a relief, because you're like, finally, we're like on the beat.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's like he's scatting through it.
Yeah!
That beat, that boot, that atmosphere.
Keep doing that. Keep doing it. You're singing from your heart. Keep doing it.
Buddha, tell me.
Yes.
Oh, I'm on the rhythm now.
That's why it works.
Yeah. That's why they got to bring in the strings at that point.
Yeah.
But yeah, so in this part he says, now that she's back in the atmosphere with drops of Jupiter in her hair.
Why do you hate that? Why do you hate that?
Lyrically?
Yes.
What'd it mean?
Here's what I...
Why are you mad?
I have, subject aside, for the mm-hmm. most part, my personal nitpicky taste is I don't like it when metaphors are taken too far.
Mm.
The song is all weird metaphors.
Yeah, that's all the song is.
Right, and it's just my personal pet peeve. There's nothing wrong with it, but like... I just feel like to be like, she's traveling through space. Like, I don't want this much space imagery,
mm-hmm.
especially when it literally makes no sense.
Yeah.
Like, unless I just don't know space. Is Jupiter a liquid planet?
I believe it's a gaseous planet.
I think it's a gaseous planet.
So you could have drops of it in your hair?
Can't have drops of gas.
I don't know how gas works. Is gas a liquid?
Like, you never see me after chili.
Did you say is gas a liquid, Mia?
Yeah, it's
I don't
want to
skip over that.
Yeah, let's talk about that. It's a gas.
I was homeschooled. I don't know.
And in homeschool, they didn't go, all right, let's talk about science in the most basic
Secret
form.
I watched Secret World of Alex Mack way too much.
She turns into a liquid.
Yeah. Do you think she was turning into a gas that whole time?
Here's what I'll say, and I will say no more. I would swim in my pool, and underneath my cushion, the floater in the pool, air bubbles would get trapped.
Yeah.
And then they looked like Alex Mack.
You know what? I get
and
what you're saying.
In my head, I was like, air is a liquid.
I get what you're saying. They do, air bubbles do look like Alex Mack.
And I don't know, what, maybe space is like liquid. And so I can't keep doing this. I really want you to.
Please don't think that space
really
is like liquid.
I really want you to get to space is like a liquid.
So my issue with this song is that he's crazy.
I just imagine Neil deGrasse Tyson like, no, this is all wrong.
If I could only be so fortunate as to piss off Neil deGrasse Tyson,
it's
I will feel
dream
fully like I have done it.
Yeah.
I could die happy immediately.
Write a song about space.
Let's get it all wrong.
Yeah.
Now that liquids are a gas. And then what does he fucking say?
She acts like summer and walks like rain.
What?
Remind me that there's a time to change it. Since the return of a stay on the moon, she listens like spring and she talks.
It is a very jazzy delivery.
He's just feeling himself so hard. Oh my god. Got me so amped for the chorus.
Right?
Okay, I hear it now. And now I can't unhear it. I'm just like, yeah, this is just a ton of metaphors.
Yeah.
It's everything's a metaphor. He said, she acts like summer. Well, I guess those are similes or whatever, but she acts like summer and walks like rain.
Reminds me that there's time to change.
What? What? Hmm. Did he see a ghost of his mom and she was like liquid? Was she like Slimer or
hit
something?
Hit me with it again. She
she acts like summer and she walks like rain.
Okay, I'm going to try to do my best to do an analysis of this. Mm-hmm. Okay. So what I'm hearing is that she probably walks with some sort of joy. No,
acts
very joyous, but then has a somberness to her walk like rain.
Oh, okay. I like that. I like that. I was thinking she was just slowly melting.
She's Alex Mack.
That is cancer. I'm pretty sure any scientist would agree with me. Is that
if
cancer
Demi
that you're slowly
touch
melting?
The cancer.
I'm not going to stop telling you to touch cancer.
Just touch it.
But then somehow the way she acts and walks reminds him that there's time to change. Hey. Mm. The hay's also, I'm like, what?
Yeah, the hay is a...
Hey, hey.
Is he hailing a cab while he's talking to a friend?
Hey.
Yeah. So she walks like summer. She's going, hey!
That would be a great music video.
It would.
That's what we should do. We should add a third music video for this song.
There are two?
Yeah, dog. I guess like my...
When you win a Grammy, you go all out.
You know what my gut feeling is on this? They didn't want people to know it was about his mom dying. They wanted it to be interpreted as like an ambiguous, like, if you love them and let them go and then they come back.
That's what
story.
I always thought it was about.
Yeah. So I think they shot it like kind of sad and they're like, no, let's do it again. And then they shot it to be like a love story, but then they cut the story part out in the final edit. I didn't watch either of them. So if this sounds like I don't know what I'm talking about, it's because I don't.
I feel like this song, like it feels like it was inspired by his mom dying, but then they took it in a turn where it was like, no, it's really not about his mom dying.
Yeah, because it seems a lot more romantic than anything else. But I mean, hey, dude could have been in love with his mom.
Yeah, some people are.
Yeah.
For our friend of the pod, Oedipus.
He's a friend of the pod.
Yeah, he came on and discussed some weird shit. Yeah. Not even a song.
Hey, we're not kink shamers. There's one thing we're not.
What song did he talk about?
I believe it was Hey Ma.
David Boris.
Whoa! Let's not name. No, I'm kidding.
I also have a little. I'm afraid of getting yelled at for being nitpicky, but that's what this fucking podcast is.
He discussed Mamma Mia. Sorry, continue.
Oh, I thought it was about something else. My mistake. I like it less now. Okay. To sound so self-satisfied when you're singing a song about your mom dying, it just rubs me the wrong
does
way.
Does he sound
bit.
Self-satisfied?
He does sound self-satisfied.
Like, it's so much.
It doesn't sound like it's coming from a very vulnerable, somber place.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is. You're articulating
like,
it better
she
than I can.
She goes like Jane and she walks like June.
I want it to be like Tears of Heaven.
Yeah.
You know, at least if I'm meant to interpret the sad message, I needed to, like, see, be sung with some sense of, like,
it gets
rawness.
Even less somber at the end where he's just full on screaming.
Yeah, because that's what I also dislike about Teardrops on My Guitar. I'm like, you don't really sound that sad about this dude.
Yeah, and not to say you have to make sad songs that sound sad, but, like, just... It makes me want to make fun of it.
Yeah.
Does that mean... Maybe I'm
I mean,
up.
You've been doing that since you were a young girl, watching that woman just... Pour her heart out and then being like,
laughing at
no claps
hey, listen,
for me.
To be fair, I didn't laugh and I was one of the only people laughing. So in a way,
wait,
no, sorry.
You didn't clap.
No. I didn't laugh, and I was one of the only people not laughing.
Sure.
So that was my protest of being like, guys, this is fucked up. I just wasn't brave enough to actually say anything.
Yeah. But I think MLK talks about moderates all the time.
I was part of the problem.
It's Black History Month, Mio.
Probably not when we release this.
Mio?
Fuck you guys. Wow. I'm free again.
Oh, wow. I love that sound. That's the sound
that's
bite we released.
Right there. That's the sound bite right there.
You're right. I was complacent in her bullying, and if Carly, hey, if you're listening, I feel still bad about it.
Wow, you're doxing her? Carly from Orcas Island, if you're listening.
Can we move on?
Yeah. Since the return of her stay on the moon, she listens like spring and she walks like June.
That's a month, not a season. What happened to winter?
Oh, man. I'm lost on that one. Can you say it again?
Since the return of her stay on the moon, she listens like spring and she walks like June. So she walks like rain and like June.
No, Jupiter caused her to walk like rain because it's a liquid planet and it melted her.
Maybe this is like an annihilation thing where like her exposure to this other scenario has really fucked her up.
How awesome would annihilation be? And I'm about to spoil the movie for anyone who hasn't seen it.
Spoilers.
She goes into the hole and then the song just starts playing. Orb is coming.
Just replace all the score with drops.
You know
Jupiter.
What? I got the stems.
Write it down.
You do have the stems.
He's literally getting his phone out.
He's going to rescore drops of Jupiter.
I am. I really am.
Like when Topher Grace was editing Star Wars.
What?
Oh, that was not. Okay. Topher Grace like famously re-edited Star Wars as like an exercise
as
for himself.
As a kid or once famous?
No, once famous. I believe there was another. I think he edited all of the Hobbits together while he was on the set of Black Klansman as a like because he needed a way to like de-stress himself from playing a racist. So he edited all of the three Hobbit movies into one film.
I don't know if that's the right movie to do that. I'm pretty sure those books are notoriously racist.
Not for him.
And I also
know that.
I said that and I was like, not no one? Okay.
Topher Grace, what the fuck?
Yo, it's freaking out right now. We gotta get Topher on the pod.
Yeah, we do.
Ooh, that tickled me. Sorry.
I also realized that this is a podcast that has a very strong fan base. So how about you guys re-edit the end of Annihilation to have that song? I don't want to do it.
You did give yourself more.
Yeah, I was like, I got things I'm working on right now. You guys can do that.
I'm scared. I don't want to piss them off anymore.
Okay, I'll put in the request. If anyone wants to edit the end of Annihilation to have this song, we'll share it.
Did we say Interstellar or Annihilation? I laughed so hard from Topher Grace thing. I can't remember.
Annihilation.
Interstellar's for
I imagine someone's already made this.
The music video, yes.
Like, you know when you go on YouTube and you search, like, a movie and then you just get, like, some Windows Movie Maker montage someone made?
Oh, fuck yeah. My favorite videos.
I bet someone's made that with Interstellar and this song already.
Oh, yeah.
Honestly, you know, at the top of my head, I'm like, better for Armageddon for sure.
Yes.
Any space movie.
Because this person is redheaded, right? This person has to be redheaded if they have drops of Jupiter in their hair.
Is
Jupiter
song.
A red planet?
Dog.
You thinking
don't
of Mars?
Don't ask me about space. I'm homeschooled.
I am thinking about Mars. But is Jupiter not also red?
I think Jupiter is yellow.
Guys, listen. No one's going to fact check us right now. We can just make it up. Jupiter is silver.
Oh, yep.
Yeah.
Jupiter.
Can't Google. You're driving.
It's Spider-Man talking about Silver Sable.
Ooh.
There you go.
Now who's the nerd? I knew Topher Grace stuff well. He's
I knew that waters are gas. I'm part of this too.
She can't help it. She's a jock. It's fine.
She's wearing a sports jacket.
Yeah, little miss. I make fun of kids, vulnerable children doing floor routines.
Hey, my point was I made fun of them less than everyone else.
Yes.
Just busy throwing that pigskin.
Should we move on?
Yeah.
Okay, can we even dissect what...
No, this is fucking nonsense. This is by the way, this song is so goddamn insane.
So let's get to the part that I believe just kicks it into the beautiful mode.
Well, tell me, did you sail across the sun? Did you make it to the Milky Way to see the lights all fading? And that heaven is overrated. Tell
what?
Me, did you fall for a shooting star?
Oh, those strings.
That's hot fire, bro.
Someone in the studio for sure, someone's like, that's the money!
Yeah.
This song is nothing without the strings.
Oh, absolutely.
Nothing. The piano's nothing. Warm. The strings are fire.
I clipped out the instrumental without, I want to say the guitar, just because it's still, it sounds so fucking beautiful. Just the orchestra.
Oh, there's that organ.
Ooh! Ooh!
Feels like spring.
Feels like space to me. I'm gonna cry right now.
What? The drums are gone.
Yeah, I took out the drums too.
Shake that ass, Tatiana. Shake that ass, Tatiana.
Can you rap over this, please?
Shake that ass, Tatiana.
Drops of the Jupiter. She's got drops of Jupiter in her hair. And I want her to shake her ass over there. I want her to drop it low on the ground. I want her to make that ass real round. Real flat like a pancake. Flat like a piece of cake. She's got a big ass. That's not a mistake. I think it's hot as hell, and that's my answer. But never forget that this song's about cancer. Oh, we didn't have the drop.
We need the drums back in. Hey, Marissa, can you add the drums in post? Thanks.
Marissa, can you download the stems? And Marissa's not here because it's her birthday. Happy birthday, Marissa.
Happy birthday a month late when this is coming out, Marissa.
Well, she has a birthday next year, too. We're just getting early.
True.
We got to talk about what the fuck he said, though. Music,
tell me.
Great. Can't, like, punch that up. Did you sail across the sun? This is back to our Greek mythology, actually, we were just on, right?
Is it?
Yeah, Icarus, Ichabod, Chikabod.
Icarus. You had it, and then you were like, no, that's not
that's
it.
That's not
second
it. It should be Chikabod.
Ichabod Crane.
You know why? Because it didn't sound fucked up enough to be like a Greek name. I was like, that isn't that the name of the flying squirrel from Little Nemo? That's not weird enough. Isn't it?
I don't know.
I feel
like you're in an anime. There have been umbrella.
There have been like three times where it's just like, you know, that thing, and ever someone's like, no, we don't know what else, what you're talking about.
I still can't find that fucking anime. I've been looking on my phone.
It's fine. It'll be your unpunchable for the day.
Did you sail across the sun? Did you make it to the Milky Way? Quick question, as someone not a spacehead, acknowledged already in the pod
episode. Let me answer this for you.
All these planets are within the Milky Way, right?
Correct.
We are in the Milky Way.
Yep.
So to say, did you make it to the Milky Way, after we've already discussed that she's been to Jupiter, fucking, I don't know all the other places she said, the sun, she's already been to the
she's
Milky Way.
She's been to a lot of places also.
True.
She's been, do you think she's like, in his version, flying?
Yeah.
Teleporting?
Yes.
Just yes to both.
I think it's like she just like took flight. Was like, I'll see you soon, and just launched off into space on her own. Like
and
Superman.
So she's like, her arms are out, and she's flying around space.
Yeah, like Superman.
That's kind of a tight image, to be honest. But like, I don't know. I'm imagining like a Star Trek situation. She gets like stuck in an asteroid field.
Mentioning a lot of space things, a lot of space movies.
Yeah, well, this is a space song, right?
It is a space song.
But now's the time.
Unlike Space Song by Beach House.
Hey, let's not get ahead of ourselves.
I got another movie that they can throw this in.
What?
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Ooh.
Yeah.
First scene, right? Mom's dying of cancer.
Whoa. Oh, shit.
Oh, I completely forgot about that. That's a
then
great call.
Then the ship
call.
Comes
they
and
takes
really
him. They don't really talk about it.
You know, he's like, and he's like floating up.
This is how it opens instead of ha.
It continues as he's doing his dance in a completely different
tell
rhythm.
It. He's like doing a super sad dance.
Get on it, fans.
We're giving you guys a lot of editing work. Open up Premiere.
It's gonna be like the same three fans doing all of them.
Yep.
Hey, you are the real MVPs. We'll shout you out next episode.
Oh, well, we'll have to shout you out in like the next
3
episodes because of our schedule.
To see the lights all faded. What?
What lights? I don't...
The Milky Way lights?
The lights in space, right?
Does he think stars are like lights that go out?
Yeah.
Well, he does. Hey,
somebody changed that light.
Shout out to our last episode. Also, oh guys, now I'm really confused. I'm going to sound so fucking dumb. It's fine. Neil deGrasse Tyson, hope you're listening. I'm trying to piss you off. The lights all faded of the Milky Way. We're in the Milky Way. We can't see the Milky Way from in it. Can we see the outside? Can we see the inside?
What?
We can see parts of the Milky Way.
But we're in the Milky Way.
Yeah.
So we're just seeing other parts of the same thing we're in?
Yeah.
It's the Milky Way galaxy.
Yeah.
It is?
Yeah.
Okay. Everything I'm asking.
But you're in America, right?
I'm putting together.
Can you also see America?
I don't know.
Oh, man. I also don't know.
And what now is America?
I
think
I don't know the answer either. And I was like, I'm going to try to explain it to her. And now I feel dumb. Listen,
my second guessing is contagious.
The Milky Way is the galaxy that contains our solar system.
Okay.
The name describes the galaxy's appearance from Earth, a hazy band of light seen in the night sky formed from stars that cannot be individually distinguished by the naked eye.
Wait.
So you can see the Milky Way from Earth.
But we're in it. So we're inside the fishbowl looking out at the edge of the fishbowl.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what? And then we named our fishbowl based off of how the outside of it looks to us.
Yeah.
Oh, not the candy bar.
No.
Yeah.
Okay. That's actually answers a lot of questions I had.
Does this all make sense now?
I'm getting it more.
Oh, so I guess it's like, did you make it to the Milky Way to see the... And then could you not see it anymore because you were on the edge of it?
Lights were all faded.
Yeah.
Man, I really should have learned about space before we did this.
Wow. So he's actually writing a pretty on-point space song.
I feel like an asshole now because we're just like, ugh, these fucking metaphors. The thing is, all the metaphors in the beginning, nonsense. Why did he get real here? Yeah.
I mean, I feel very hesitant to make fun of anyone for anything because I know nothing.
Nah, I'm about to make fun. I don't care. Ignorance is what this podcast is all about.
Ignorance is this.
Ignorance is this. Oh, okay.
Here's my pitch.
Another shirt. Here's your pitch.
I think in that room, there was a guy who just like kept being like, no, that's not what. No, that's not summer. That's not space. And they're like, how about this, dude? We will give you the bridge. And then you shut the fuck up.
He's also the reason why it's the only part that's like on rhythm.
Yeah.
Just like, what is it? Jazz with the words and the lyrics. What is this?
And then he says, and that heaven is overrated. And now I'm thinking he thinks heaven is in space. Which is kind of an insane idea.
I feel like he's saying that, like, oh, kind of cool how Earth looks like, or how the universe looks like this. Makes you think that why even go to heaven, huh?
Okay, so when you get to heaven, there's the option. You want to hang out here? You want to float around space? Just let us know. Open door policy.
Yeah.
You get a stamp on your hand. You could come back.
I want you to know that you are not off base off of things that I learned as a kid in church. Like,
really?
You are so dangerously close.
Really?
It's just like heaven's so good that no one wants to come back.
Yeah.
Damn.
You know what I want to do?
What?
I want to go make like a video where I'm like moonwalking.
Continue.
On the moon. And then I want to post it to Heaven's version of Vine, because in Heaven, Vine still exists for sure. And
sure.
I want to get a ton of likes.
Heavine?
Hey! Also, fuck, all the other dead people probably already thought of it first. They beat me too.
Oh, it's the number one
They're
Vine every
it.
Dead person.
Michael Jackson's Vine is probably popping off right now.
Or I mean, it's like everyone beat him to it, so he ain't shit up there.
Damn it. Everyone can moonwalk.
Oh, no. Cleopatra beat me to it.
No, Adam and Eve are like the biggest Vine stars.
They got Vine before it was invented on Earth.
But it's all just dumb couple videos.
Yeah,
that's true.
They're like that Us the Duo channel.
Adam and Eve just do grind on me.
And then tell me, did you fall from a shooting star? Oh, because that's what she did with her heaven hours. She was like, I'm going to go ride a shooting star. Yeah. I'm going to go like run around space until I get fast enough. It's like surfers catching the Mavericks. And then she like latched onto a shooting star.
Yeah. One without a permanent scar.
Okay, see, now that part references, I think, the singer Patrick's big scar in his chin. Yeah.
So did he? So is the shooting star supposed to be him?
Great question. There's mixed metaphors in this song, is what I'm suspecting.
So mixed.
Yeah.
So mixed.
And did you miss me while you were looking for yourself out there?
See, now that feels pretty diminishing of the whole death experience.
And also going to space, you're like, hey, you think about me?
While
you were in space, ask other questions.
You guys seen First Man?
Yeah.
That is. Essentially what the movie is about.
Hang on a second.
Another
Are we talking
movie?
About Adam's Vines again?
Yeah.
Fuck
that
you.
That is his solo Vine channel name, yeah.
First Man, thank First you so man. Much. No, I didn't see it. Was it good?
I loved
it's
it.
Good.
Really?
It's fine.
I'm over
it's
David
not
Chazelle.
Good. No, I just thought it slowly was like, yeah, it's good, it's fine, it's bad. I think it's good.
I feel like that looking for yourself out there part really doesn't hold up if this is about death, right?
No.
It feels like it's like, oh, are you having fun being dead? But that's really fun for you, huh?
Yeah, it feels like an exploration. Like someone left him and will come back, but it's like, oh, she needed a break of her own.
Yeah.
Right. Instead of being like, I'm seeing a ghost of you and you've been dead for a year.
Yeah.
Which is kind of more what I think it's supposed to be. I think maybe he's full of shit about what this is supposed to be.
Well, I read that, like, the when his mom died, the now she's back in the atmosphere line came to him, but I assume everything else he just wrote on his own.
So maybe this is kind of him, like, changing the story over time.
Maybe it is, like, a supposed to be a love song. It's like, did you fall for a shooting star, one without a permanent scar? So then it's like, oh, did you fall in love with someone that doesn't have a fucking scar on their face?
Yeah, that's I hear that.
Or, like, maybe he suspected that she, I think he's straight, right? She was, like, a ladder climber. Shooting star, like a rising star.
Yeah.
Hey, maybe.
Like, did you find, like, this, like, really cool rock star? Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you fucking Bowie? Is it Bowie? Are you fucking Bowie?
You don't get mad about that. You say, oh my
God.
Are
you fucking Bowie?
Thank you so much.
Is it Bowie? Are you fucking Bowie?
Thank you so much for making me Eskimo Brothers with Bowie for life.
Are you fucking David Bowie?
And then we go back to the verse with the full band, and now it actually kind of rips. Mm-hmm. And also, don't let me forget, we gotta play the song that it sounds like.
Oh,
the first
yeah.
melody.
Should we just play it now?
Let's play it first so you can compare back to back.
First of all, let's take a quick ad break.
Hey.
And we're back from the atmosphere. Fuck.
Drops of that wet Jupiter in our hair. And it looks good, honestly. It's like a salt spray product. It's giving me a lot of texture.
Wow. Get your Drops Jupiter today at Kohl's. All right. Now that she's back from that soul vacation,
nope.
Tracing her way through the constellation. She checks out most of what she does top of my mind. That line.
Wow. Okay. I can't believe it. Play the clip first before we even try to touch that.
Oh, yeah.
Should we just sing it?
Yeah. Give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I want to get lost in your rock and roll and drift away.
Give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I want to get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. From that soul vacation, wow. Tracing away.
I always forget that those songs sound so like. Yeah.
Yeah. I can't believe actually that wasn't a lawsuit. It feels really similar.
I'm sure they were like, what are we going to sue Train? Come on.
Can we revisit the greatest band in incredible the world? Bass? That was. Look,
this is a song that I harmonize to in the car anytime it comes on.
Do you sing that low?
Oh, all the time.
Oh my God,
time.
Do you have music I can listen to? I love it.
I don't sing that low by myself in groups.
I wish you would.
Dwayne, my brother, and I would do a cappella all the time for church.
I want to hear that trio.
The There's no Lord. Tapes of it.
There are tapes.
I want them. I want them. I want to hear that baby bass. Whew, that was sweet. Thank you for contributing.
Now that she's back from that soul
vacation. No. I'm sorry, no.
Vacation.
I'm so sorry, no. I'm so sorry. You
what
have
is
to
it,
stop.
Tracing her way through the constellation?
I'm so.
This song is very accurately describing how Adventists think death works.
Oh, really?
Oh, that might be it.
Oh, you think this is a religious undertone? I'm wondering if it's not a reference to, I believe he had at the time, a soul patch. Because doesn't the singer have like an iconic soul patch, or am I mistaken? Sorry, I just returned from my soul vacation. I'm feeling a little out of sorts.
He might have a soul patch.
Is soul vacation what you call like eat, pray, love? Or is that just like what white ladies do when they go to Europe?
Yes, okay. To both.
Yeah, I think those actually are the same thing, aren't they?
Yes.
It's not
yes.
a mistake. It's a redundant question. I just, soul vacation... Don't care how great the rest of the song is, if it is, which is, who knows. Those words together, no thanks.
Soul vacation.
No. I don't care what context you say those words.
You wouldn't watch a feature-length movie called Soul Vacation?
The sequel to Soul Plane.
Yeah.
See, slightly more interested, but still don't love the word combo. Because what the fuck does it mean?
What if it starred Rose Byrne?
No, I hate it even more now.
What if it starred Gal Gadot?
Is that how you say her name?
It is.
No.
Really? You're not supposed to... I silence the T.
No, it's Gadot.
I silence the T,
wow.
too. It's our
you
French
can't
names.
Silence the T. I pity the fool who silenced the T.
And that's the T.
That's the T, Kermit.
We're bringing
it back.
I
mean, that works so well because his name is Mr. T.
Yeah. Yes.
But maybe that's why you told the joke in the first place.
That is.
Well, all right, guys. I got to go tell my manager I can't do comedy anymore.
You just also got back from a soul vacation.
I did.
You still got drops of Jupiter in your hair.
Maybe it's like now that she's sober again. She was pretty fucking high on that soul vacation.
I feel like he's trying to be like, oh, her dying is her soul traveling through space.
Yes.
Which I get, but like, do you have to phrase it that way?
And what? When would she come back? That's the part that I've lost on. It's like she's...
It's like a vision I think he's having, huh? Mm. Or it's like a Jesus situation. And she's been dead for a year. And
big
now she's
on
like,
Jesus situations.
Maybe. I'm also just like, oh, man. Soul Vacation, it just sounds like a really not cool, but thinks he's cool youth pastor, right?
Soul Vacate. Let's take a soul vacation to Genesis. All right. Now, what was Matthew trying to say when he...
I have a lot of notes. My first note, Matthew, nowhere present in Genesis.
As soon as I said it, I was like, we're going to get some fucking...
See, Edgar, this is the problem when you have no concept of religion. When you try to riff in religion, everyone's like, you're wrong.
I should have said
wrong.
Deuteronomy.
It makes me mad anytime my Herald team does something about religion. I'm shaking in the back, being like, no, none of this is right.
And meanwhile, I'm like, Psalms, Matthew, Jeffrey?
What? You said three words. Matthew, Jeffrey?
Is Jeffrey a name in the Bible?
No, definitely not. So Matthew is.
I got
Psalms,
two right.
A book.
Oh, not a Bible thing?
It's a book in the Bible.
Yeah.
Not are they songs?
A bunch of poems.
Songs.
I mean, they are songs. Like, David would, like, play them to, like, get bitches.
David Bory?
Yeah.
Friend of the pod?
David.
Oedipus.
Oh, she just said get bitches about a biblical figure?
Absolutely.
No, that's what David is, like, known for. He's, like, so famously known for getting bitches. One of the craziest things he ever did was he hooked up with this woman and then got her pregnant. So then it was like, ayo, husband, get drunk and go have sex with your wife so that he would think that he got her pregnant.
3 months later? Jesus.
Demi.
Also,
so
3 months
notes.
Later.
First of all, 9.
Okay, well, different things in different cultures. I don't know what to do.
See, in my religion.
Okay, we didn't even talk about, she checks out.
Give me 1 second to take a breath.
Tover
Grace. You may proceed.
She checks out Mozart while she does Tai Bo. Reminds me that there's room to grow. Hey.
Listen, I'm sure those were like details specific to his mom or something that are really personal.
I think he's looking for rhymes.
You don't think they were? You think he chose? No. That's so much less forgivable.
I think those are rhymes,
man. I just like the idea of someone saying, check out Mozart. Like, I gotta look that guy up. Yeah.
You know what I think it is?
What?
I think it's saying she, in the afterlife, has finally found time to check out all the things she never did in her life on Earth.
Ooh.
So now she's listening to Mozart, and she's finally doing Tai Bo, and it reminds me that there's still room to grow.
Or she's dead, and she sees Mozart walking by, and she's like, damn, fuck, all right.
Like, she gonna fuck Martha?
She might fuck Mozart.
Wait, how are we supposed to... I'm second-guessing.
Mozart?
Is it Mozart or Mozart?
You know, different strokes for different... cultures.
Shit. Okay. That's fine.
Demi.
Please
don't.
A few notes.
Demi.
Different strokes for different motes.
Ooh.
See, we need Edgar to punch up everything on this podcast. If you just want to replace me, that's fine.
No, not at all. People would hate my voice more.
Yeah, we can't have two black people hosting a podcast. That's a no-go.
Isn't Culture Kings two black people?
It is.
And is it
and
a no-go?
Trust me, they're trying to stop us all the time.
They don't want you to win.
I just can't get over singing, she checks, right? She checks and notes so well.
But she does Tabo.
And then so smugly, hey, yeah. I'm like, you don't deserve the hey this time. What did you just say?
How are you so good at imitating singers? Do it again.
Yeah. And then when he goes, who are you trying to copy? That's not how you sing. It sounds like he's trying to sound like a church singer.
Yeah, he's trying. It's a little bluesy, a little bluesy, little jazzy.
Yeah, and then for him to be like, "Meet Virginia," and also to be like, "No, listen." Yeah, right. Like, you are a fucking fedora. Like, you're not. This isn't you.
He wants to show his different sides. He can be your angel or your devil.
But to me, it just smells.
Which one is angel? Which one is devil?
Actually, this
is,
great question.
This is angel. Hey Soul Sister is pure devil. Chaotic evil.
It just smells of like someone desperately just trying to have a hit, regardless of anything.
100%.
This song,
100%.
Everything about this band.
Yeah, I mean, I again do not know many of their songs very well. I still don't think I could tell you what Meet Virginia sounds like. But this song to me, I'm like, it's definitely feels like they're trying to make a hit, but it also is like, it feels like a hit. I'm just saying,
it's a hit.
Yeah,
sometimes
if you listen
when
to the
you
words.
Try, you get it. You know,
problem is you can't listen to the words. Music isn't about words; it's about feelings.
I think, you know what? I think this is just specifically part of a different way we interpret songs.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, most people are music first. I'm also music first. But if I like the music and I hate the words, it does take away from my listening experience.
Because I'm a jazz man.
Hold on. Mm-hmm. What are you listening with?
Oh, like my heart or my head?
Yeah.
I think first is the heart, but then quickly, as evidenced by my self-doubt complex, the head comes in.
Well, I'll let you know something. You're listening with two wrong things either way.
What's it supposed to be?
ears.
Yeah.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say ears.
I'm sorry, I stepped on your joke.
No, it's great. I loved it.
Okay, yeah, no.
So try it again.
Notes taken.
Debbie, Matthew... can you play it again? I want you to listen with your ears this time.
Okay.
Yeah, try hearing the sound, Mio.
Okay, yeah, hit me. No, no, it's going to be a joke. It's going to be a joke.
No. Now that she's back from that soul vacation, tracing her way through the constellation. Pretty good when the headphones are on your head, huh?
I don't know. She checks out most of what she does. Chapo reminds me that there's room to grow. Huh. Yeah. You know what I am noticing with my ears? Some of those strings sound kind of fake.
Oh, I think they're real.
Yeah, they're real, right? They gotta be real. Yeah.
The also first time you played just the stems, I did wonder, is this a keyboard?
It kind of sounds like it at times, huh?
I did wonder.
Yeah.
I feel like they are also just carrying the song.
Can you play the stems of the strings on this part?
Yeah.
I would like to try listening with my ears again instead of my vagina.
Just ladies always be listening with their vaginas. Now without the drums?
I don't like that guitar.
Let me mute it.
Yeah. Oh, the shaker. I like it.
Just the strings?
Ooh, ooh! Yep.
Ooh. This is someone walking down the aisle.
Ooh.
Oh.
Wow!
Right? Right?
The strings are pretty fucking tight.
Strings only.
Listen with your ears, baby.
Strings now, only is the way.
It's the way.
With just a shaker.
Yeah, oh,
just
a shaker?
Yeah, just a shaker.
Oh, you a freak.
Excuse me, just shaker?
This is the layered song.
There's no shaker.
Yeah, this is it.
This is a shaker. I hear it.
It's like a tambourine.
There, I hear it now.
Yeah. Drop that ass like it's Jupiter. All right.
Is Jupiter big?
Pretty big.
Pretty big.
It's bigger than an ass should be.
Yeah. If you had an ass like Jupiter, I'd say it's pretty big ass.
Oh my God, goals. Wow. Okay.
We are not even halfway through this.
Oh, you're kidding.
There's so much.
Oh my God. Well, I do want to say.
I mean, I guess it does go into like.
I like that shaker part because I'm thinking about an egg now.
About an egg?
Yeah, you know those shakers that look like eggs. Sure. That's what this one sounds like, the tiny little plastic one. And it's orange.
All right.
I will never get over that fucking Mozart Tybo line, unfortunately.
Me neither.
Wild.
It reminds me of that Akon song.
Which one?
Shake that all on the floor. Tybo's in that song, right?
Slap that. I don't know.
Keep going. Oh,
you're dipping Mozart Tybo. I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
Anyway, the next verse. That she's back in the atmosphere. I'm afraid that she might think of me as plain old Jane Doe. Sorry about a man who was too afraid to fly, so we never did land. But tell me.
That goes the hardest of any part on this
song.
Absolutely.
Bro. He's getting it in.
He's like, I can...
Fucking his mom, finally!
Yeah, he is. As he wanted to all along. He's like, now that she a ghost, it's not weird anymore, right? And everyone's like, no, it's weirder.
Is it? I don't know. Ghost sex?
Ain't no blood in a ghost.
Truthfully, we could be having it all the time.
I'm not. I'm wearing
a
condom.
Hey, do you ever do shit in your... Wait a sec.
Do you think when you're having the condom, you're not having sex? Is that what you think a condom is stopping?
Because ghosts can't get through a condom.
Oh, but you're still
having
sex.
Wait, do you think sex is only sex if it's raw dog?
Yeah.
I've never had sex.
Because you always wear a condom?
I'm always wearing a condom. I don't take it off till marriage.
Folks, stay safe.
Stay safe.
Also, ladies, quick side.
Wait, it's the same condom?
Yeah, he's...
No, I change it every year.
Oh, okay. I'm so sorry to our sponsors, whoever
July
they may be.
July 4th, condom change day.
Why July 4th?
Because I love the country.
And the cunt.
Miel.
No.
That is disgusting.
And that's why you're here. Just to make that joke. I want you to know that.
I love my cunt. Three.
I don't know about that sound after she says that. It makes me very uncomfortable.
One more time. Man, boy, oh boy, I sure do love my cunt.
Oh, sorry. Something else.
No, that's the sound.
That sound, that's got to be it. That's got to be it from now on.
It
has to be that sound.
Okay. I love my cunt. Tree. Thank you so much. I miss This is a soul vacation for me right now. My soul is so far away from my body.
What did he say here?
Look, I had no idea what to expect when I walked through these doors. This is amazing.
This podcast is a fever dream.
I'm crying.
I'm always crying. Okay. Sorry, I just read ahead. Now she's back in the atmosphere. I'm afraid she might think of me as a plain old Jane. Told a story about a man who is too afraid to fly, so he never did land.
This is the line that makes me think, no, it's not about his mom.
No, this definitely is not about his mom.
No.
This is about
I see that.
Nothing. This is word association.
But more, like, if we had to, like, find a read for it, it feels like this is someone who, like, had some sort of trip or, like, did something that really opened their heart up, and now he's like, oh, she's going to come back and not love me anymore because I'm this boring-ass guy who never went anywhere.
Wow. What a deep read.
Too afraid to fly, so he never did land.
Also, I'm sorry, I just got to go through what he actually said.
Yeah.
She might think of me as a plain old Jane told a story about a man. What?
Plain old Jane told a story about a man who was too afraid to fly, so he never did.
It did. Okay. So, does she think of him as a plain old Jane? In which case, I'd have to say, I'm pretty sure that refers to women.
Yeah.
And does the plain old Jane tell a story about a man? Is the plain old Jane a third party telling a story about a man?
No clue.
This line makes no fucking sense, man.
Hit me one more time.
Okay. I'm afraid she might think of me as a plain old Jane told a story about a man. There's very few ways to make this make sense.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. I think he's been playing pattern game this whole song. You know what I'm saying?
Explain.
He's just A to C in every word that he says. He goes, all right, what's next to plain Jane? Old man.
Oh.
Old man makes me think of plain, which makes me think of land.
The double entendre on plain. I didn't even catch that. You're a genius, Edgar.
Thank you.
Edgar, how does one get so smart?
Have a Haitian mother that beats you until you're perfect.
Oh, well, that just got so sad, and I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay.
Give me a Haitian mother.
If I may, je suis désolé.
Oh, very into that. Very into
so
that.
You think you're the only one here that's désolé? I'm also désolé.
I'm desperé, which is my fun way of not saying the T at the end of desperate. Like,
Gal Gadot. Isn't that mouse
and
movie?
And Gal Gadot.
Thank you.
It's Gal Gadot. We don't have to.
And I'm desperé. We're getting there, folks.
The tale of desperé.
Where? I don't know. And I don't know if I want to know.
Tell me.
Can we just go back to the good part?
Tell me.
Oh, the streets.
Okay, he actually does sound pretty good on this part.
He does.
Yeah, I think he kills it.
You know what
I think
it
he
is?
Does.
It's the harmonies there.
Is there harmony? I can't even hear him.
Yep.
Hit me, baby.
Tell me, did Venus blow your mind? Was it everything you wanted to find? And then you missed me while you were looking for yourself out there.
I don't know what that note was. That
yeah,
was cool.
I was just thinking about that. What note is that?
Even as I was like doing the punch up, I was like, I don't know how to.
You might have actually had it right. That's not what I expected to be there.
Hit it again.
Does it stay the same as the note before?
Okay, so it's like, I think there are three different layers, and one of them stays the same, or two of them stay the same for a while, and then at the very end, the top harmony changes or stays the same while the other two change finally.
Yeah.
Hit it again. I gotta listen.
Tell me, did Venus blow your mind? Wasn't everything you wanted to find, and then you missed me while you were looking for yourself.
Yeah.
Okay.
It like resolved, but one note stayed the same in the middle of the chord note.
Yeah, and that's the distance that we're hearing.
I fucking love when they do backing vocals that build chords out underneath the main voice.
Yes.
Truly, always 10 out of 10.
It's why I'll listen to any a cappella song of anything. Like, I'll be like,
oh, you like pentatonics?
I do like pentatonics.
Cool. No, I'm kidding.
Enemies of the pod? I'm just kidding.
Let's start a feud with pentatonics so they have to come on here to resolve it.
Yeah. Mitch,
hey,
Scott,
that's a very
we're coming
smart
for you.
Marketing.
I don't even know their names.
Yeah, everyone knows the names
everyone
of pentatonics.
Knows. Yeah, come on.
I don't.
What's the girl's name? Kristen?
Why are you asking me?
I don't know
me?
Their name. I just know that the bass guy on that, he's my enemy.
Oh, why?
Because he's so good at it.
Oh, are you trying to come for the bass brand?
Yeah. Uh-huh. I want Edgar to be known as the best bassist out there.
I'm sorry. That was my mom emailing me a picture of a dog.
Aww.
Are you positive that's what it was?
Yeah, I got the pull down and everything.
Okay.
And the subject was dog in snow. So I'm pretty sure. Also, like that, apropos of nothing, sorry to detract from your
Hassan
base story.
Hassan Minhaj was right. He said subject lines from your parents are always very straightforward.
Oh, yeah.
Honestly, I wish all of us would be more like that.
Yeah.
I don't want to get an email that's like checking in and then I don't know what the fuck that means.
Yeah.
Because I have a small heart attack.
Yeah.
What, checking in about what? Are you firing me?
Yeah.
Do I even work for you? Do I know you? Are you a friend from college? I don't know what this means.
It's that, it's the person who you made fun of at that talent show.
Fuck! Listen, again, would like to clarify, I did not make fun of her.
Out loud.
Oh, damn. You know what? Here's what I did. I visibly...
You didn't have the courage to make fun of her out loud like those other kids did.
That's also true.
Mm.
You know what? You can read me for that, because that is true. I cringed visibly.
Sure.
Less visibly than everyone else. Mm. I was still part of the problem, and Martin Luther King was right.
Again, a sound clip. We're going to cut the earlier mention of Martin Luther King. You're just going to be like, what? Why did you bring that up?
Yeah, we really should. That's going to be a very funny prank to do.
It's like, what? No, what are you talking about?
You guys, I'm just going to, let's just finally say it. Martin Luther King was right.
Hey, speak for yourself. I'm not.
Let's cut all of that and just have the whole pod just be her saying that over and over again.
Today's episode is 6 seconds.
And Martin Luther King was right.
Was right.
That's my punch up.
Oh, wait, we have to talk about this part. Tell me, did the wind sweep you off your feet?
Answer, no. No wind in space. Next question.
Did you finally get the chance to dance along the light of day and head back to the Milky Way?
None of that makes sense. She went to another galaxy, light of day, I don't know. She lost the sun, she went to the nether space.
Okay.
She went into the gray matter.
Tell me, did Venus blow your mind? Was it everything you wanted to find? And did you miss me while you were there? Just sneaks in at the end and is like, well, how was your trip? Was it cool? You see all the cool things? Did you miss me? What was it?
Doesn't it make the rest of the song sound like he's kind of sarcastically inquiring?
Yes, exactly. Yes. Yeah. Oh, tell me, was Venus cool, huh? How come you didn't call? Was Venus cool?
And just one more question. Did you miss me?
This is a breakup song. I think you guys are convinced me that this song is a breakup song.
It's a breakup song, but it's also just like a deeply insecure song about someone who's like, I'm going to get dumped. She fucking went to Venus. I can't compete with Venus.
Oh, he was quoting Soul Vacation because that's what she said when she broke up with him. Mm. I just feel like I don't know. I want to go to Europe and just, I don't know, have a soul vacation.
Now that you're back from your break, where do we stand?
You do animation?
Do I do animation?
Yeah, like voices for
no,
characters?
I auditioned, I never book anything.
The characters you've been doing today.
Oh my God, Edgar, thank you. I'll send it to
you. If anyone's doing an animated series about Train, meow.
Hey, thanks. I'll play the role of girlfriend that's not in this song. So yeah, Venus, it was pretty good. The woman was all right, but the planet ripped. Anyways, moving right along.
This is where it gets very, like, rocky, and I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't need it. I don't need the electric guitars.
No.
This isn't what this song is.
This is. No love, fried chicken. The way he hits chicken.
Chicken.
Oh, my God. Okay, wow.
It's gaslighting.
Can you imagine no love, pride, or deep fried chicken?
That's a tattoo.
That's the Holy Trinity.
Wait, correct? You know about religion.
It is. That is correct.
That is what that means.
That is the only thing about religion you guys have gotten correct so far.
Thank you. Your best friend always sticking up for you, even when I know you're wrong. This is a breakup song.
Oh, what? So you're going to dump me? Where are you going to get your chicken
fried
from?
Fried chicken from. Because I have the fried chicken connect.
You cut off.
Just try. Try going to any churches. Yeah. I dare you. They will not serve you.
Oh, my God.
And no one's going to lie for you.
Yeah.
And you will have no pride in yourself because I have destroyed your self-esteem.
Yeah.
No one's ever going to love you, and no one's going to stick up for you, even when I know you're wrong. Can you imagine? No first dance.
Oh, we didn't get there yet.
Oh, we didn't play that?
No, I got it, though. Can you imagine no first dance, freeze-dried romance, five-hour phone
conversation, the best soy latte that you ever had is me. What? What?
Ugh.
Can you imagine no first dance, so they're not getting married?
Yeah.
Freeze-dried romance, so they're not going to space as food.
Yeah, what is the freeze-dried romance? Is that another...
It's random words that he thought sounded good?
I think he's thinking about, like, cooking meals in the future and stuff like that. Like,
dinner. Going camping!
Yeah, something like that.
Okay, five-hour phone conversations, clearly an inside
joke.
Don't
want it.
Oh, come on. You never have those in the beginning of a relationship?
Mate, yeah, but it's just like, that's not something you talk about near the end of a... You're like, oh, can you imagine? We'll never get to talk on the album.
Yeah, you don't miss those.
When was the last time you had a five-hour phone conversation at the beginning of a relationship?
Years ago. Yeah, years.
I'm gonna call you out on that one.
Yeah,
I've been on
enough.
Your side this whole podcast.
It's
true.
You said
that bullshit right there.
Edgar, listen, I'm really sorry. Oh, if I can get you back on board. You're so right. Five-hour phone conversations.
We let the gas thing go.
We did let that gas thing go.
The best soy latte that you ever had, and me.
And me makes it sound like the rest of the stuff is not even related to him. It's like, and also, I'm here.
Yeah, you can't watch Seinfeld anymore. The Simpsons isn't good anymore. And also, we're not dating anymore.
And me. Okay, so there's a fun thing about this line, and in the stems, there is an alternate line.
Shut up.
Here's what the alternate line is.
5-hour phone conversation, the second best latte that you ever had in me.
Oh my God.
Wow.
This exactly proves my point that they were trying to have a hit, and soy milk had just come out, and they were like, we gotta punch this up. The best soy latte. Let's get that Starbucks placement.
I also like the idea that he was like, all right, if I'm being honest, I make the second best latte you've ever had.
Can you imagine that being a real conversation that ever happened between two people? Like, this is bullshit, right?
Yeah.
Like, he didn't make her latte one morning, and she was like, oh my God, honey, this is the second best latte I've ever had.
But I don't know. It does seem like a very specific, again, I'm out here to defend Train.
You should be.
It seems like a lot of these things are so specific that I do wonder if like, yeah, this seems real, but it's just like trash real. Like,
yeah,
it feels real in the specificity, but it feels fake in like the way that they rhyme.
Yes.
Like Love, Pride, Deep Fried Chicken, or the First Dance, Freeze Dried Romance. I'm like, all right, you might be like sort of on something, but it feels like he's picking out specific phrases to work it to.
And we know that because like the stems prove that he changed something to better fit.
Yeah, the second best latte.
How fucking biographical can it be?
I don't know.
So then it goes back to the chorus again, which I guess we don't need to listen to, and then into that outro.
Oh, we kind of have to listen to this part.
Oh, okay.
But tell me, did the wind sweep you off your feet? Did you dance along the light of day?
And wow, that delay. Those drums.
Drums coming back in hard.
I want just the drums. Do you have that?
I sure do. Do you want to set it up with a joke or anything?
Yeah, all right. Hey, tell me, did the wind sweep you off your feet or did I? That's what the drum fill is?
Yep.
that actually sounds like a...
It does. Yeah.
Yep.
Without the music, it does not rip as hard.
No, it really doesn't.
Well, I apologize.
It's just so well produced that it just fucking kills. Like,
yeah. Did the wind sweep you off your feet?
No.
You got to do something with that.
Strong choice for that delay.
Feed.
Tell me. Stop looking at me like that.
Well, I'm not looking at you like anything.
No, you are. You know what you're doing.
Hey, what do you think is Quentin Tarantino's favorite part of this song?
Tell me.
Feed.
That's ridiculous, bro.
You shouldn't let me have the computer.
No, I should not. Next year's year, I'll get the computer back.
Yep.
Wow. Okay. I don't know. Questionable vocal performance, but you know, he did something.
Yeah, he did do something. And then he ends it with something you got to end every song like this with, a na 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 breakdown.
Always.
After a chorus, obviously, we've already heard, we're going to that. Na na na's.
Yeah.
The cymbals.
So overpowering.
Oh, he's going for it.
Oh, so. His veins are popping out of his head.
It's so 90s.
I like the way the song ends.
That's how it ends?
Yeah.
I was expecting that. Ba-da-da.
Oh, I'm so glad it didn't do that again.
Whoa, I did not remember it ending like that.
The way those strings end, fucking, it's soaring off.
Yes.
It really is. That does feel like space.
Yeah.
Wow, you guys, you've convinced me. That feels like space.
Yep.
I like that, like, melodic change he did on that last line there. That was kind of tricky. He, like, walked around some notes that I didn't...
Are you lonely looking for yourself? That part?
Yeah. He walked down in a way I wasn't expecting. I liked that.
I like that. I have one more request for the fans to edit a video for me. It is the final scene from First Man, but it is that song instead.
When he's on the moon or after that?
When they're in
I know Miel's been...
Wait, hold on.
Miel has not looked in the news her entire life. Yeah, she doesn't want to know if he made it.
I want you to know.
The last time I looked was 1913, which was the year Rugrats came out.
What are you talking about?
No, I'm sorry. I got that wrong.
Rugrats has been out for like a decade at that point.
Way to support the bit.
Hey! Thanks, Edgar.
Gotta love supporting the pit.
Wow, anything else to say now that we've cranked through that hog? And it is a hog.
I don't know what to say after.
Guys, just so you know, that is what cranking the hog means.
Oh, man.
I mean...
Soulja Boy, I'll crank that hog!
Shout out to Ben Kahn for making me never stop thinking about that phrase.
Yeah.
Burned into my brain. Thank
I think
Ben Kahn.
Musically, it is a gorgeous song, aside from 100%. The drums, which at some point just get too loud.
Yes.
Way too loud.
Yeah. I don't know. Don't have anything to say about... Yeah.
The lyrics being wild are like, not wild, but kind of misplaced and not really making any sense. Doesn't kill it for me.
Really?
I'm sorry.
Don't apologize.
Even you breaking it down, I'm like, yeah, that's trash, but my man goes in and I like it. Yeah.
No, never is the point of this podcast to convince people that music is bad.
Well.
No.
I'm kidding.
Unless it is bad, of course.
And the Death Connection thing for me only makes me love it more because I didn't want to say it before you guys destroyed the song, but my friend Dwayne has passed.
Aww. I figured when you kept saying
past tense. Yeah.
That's sad.
Yeah, I killed. I'm shouldn't.
And so this song reminds you of him.
Because he didn't like the song.
I still have that. And like that, knowing that part of it is cool. But the idea of Dwayne floating around in space is very dumb.
I thought you were going to say sweet.
No, it's fucking stupid.
Wait, quick question, and I hope this isn't insensitive. Should Dwayne ever visit you in a vision?
No, that
would
terrify me.
Would you ask him?
That would terrify me.
Did you think of me out there?
Yeah, I would be like, I really hope you spent your time doing much more than that.
Did you think about that time you played the song like late at night and we like drank all that Kool-Aid? Did you think about that time when you're out there? Or what, were you just, I don't know, looking at the stars?
No, man, I'm fucking Elizabeth Taylor out here.
When he comes back, I just want to tell him, no fried chicken for you, Dwayne.
Not ever again.
Have that first best latte up in heaven.
Oh, what, you're really going to tie bow now? Cool.
You fuck Mozart, man? You fuck Mozart?
Really cool you chose to die, bro. That kind of does feel like the underlying message of this song.
Yes. Yeah.
If it's not about a romance.
Yes.
Also, rip Dwayne. Let's dedicate this episode to Dwayne.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This one's for Dwayne. Pour one out. Pour out your Jupiter. Jupiter. Pour out those drops of Jupiter on the curb.
Wow. So, how... Oh, am I DJing this?
I'm going to need you to hit, yeah, because
okay.
I'm going to need to get up to sing this one.
Oh, you're doing
it. The reason is because I had written a version of this and was ready to do it today, but I couldn't stop thinking about how I just thought it was fucking dumb. I was just like, this is not
a good... Oh, no, you second-guessed it. I've rubbed off on you.
But the thing is, like, I second-guessed it, and I think I'm right to have second-guessed it, because today at work wrote a different version, and then was like, I tried to record it in my car, but it just didn't sound as good.
Oh, my
so
God.
So I'm just going to sing it live.
Oh, my God.
And I'm happier with the second version. Because I think the important thing about this song is that the metaphors don't really feel like he is getting his sense of what space is like from any particular place.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to clear that up and sort of figure out where he's getting his idea of what happens in space.
Amazing. I'm so excited.
Welcome back to the atmosphere. We've missed you tons in the past half year.
Oh, pipes!
You've been in space for a whole 6 months, but planet Earth hasn't changed a bunch.
I hate where this is going.
Now that you're back from your stay on the moon, I want to know everything that happened to you. Hey, so tell me, did you drill into
to an asteroid? Did somebody ever stay and blow it up with a nuclear weapon?
Oh, no.
Like Bruce Willis and Armageddon. Tell me, did you grow potatoes with your shit? Matt Damon in The Martian didn't. If you didn't, Janet, then what the hell did you do in space? Since you've been gone on your space vacation, the Popeyes opened a new location. I learned a new recipe to make lattes. That's all that's changed in 200 days. Yeah.
Woo! All right.
And now you're back in the atmosphere, so tell me more things you saw up there. A giant blue species and a tree that gives life, like an Avatar 1 through Avatar 5. Tell me, did you see through space and time? Did you have to learn an alien code and speak it for our survival? Like Amy Adams in the movie Arrival. Tell me, did you have to navigate debris? Like Sandra did in Gravity, Janet. If you didn't, then well, what the hell did you do in space?
Woo!
Okay.
Taking a walk. The energy is kinetic.
And did you have to fight off swarms of stormtroopers? Hey. Crash your X-Wing in a giant swarm.
And meet a man who talks like this.
And did your buddies go find their old friend and get put in carbonite by Darth Vader? And did you ever learn that fucking guy's your dad?
Damn.
Tell me, did you miss your only daughter, Merv? Did you find another planet that serves the human race much better? Like Matt McConaughey and Interstellar. Tell me, did you interact with alien life? Did a bunch of other people fight against you to try and stop that? Like Matt McConaughey did in Contact. Tell me, did a spaceship get you high? Like McConaughey in real life. And if it didn't, Janet, then what the fuck did you do? And did you watch a baby alien first right through somebody's chest? And were they high like the dudes in Star Trek? Dudes in Star Trek. And if they were Janet, then why'd you go to space?
God damn, man. God damn. Can I be sentimental for a second?
Oh, please.
Demi, you are so fucking talented, bro.
Yes!
In a way that blows my mind every time I see you do anything. And
yes!
I've told you this on my pod before, but you are so fucking talented.
Thank you.
Man.
Thank you.
Very
kind,
Edgar.
He doesn't believe me when I say it.
I mean, this nigga.
Because you lie to me all the time.
That is true.
He's got the goods, man. Demi's got the goods,
but
man.
I didn't know
very
you
talented
could
room.
Sing like that.
Oh, I can't. I'm screaming.
No, but listen, so was he. Like, yeah. You did it justice.
Thank yeah, you did,
and
man.
And those background vocals you put in sounded good.
Thank you.
And those jokes were just, like,
fire.
On point. Like, when
I feel
it,
so
when
bad.
When it hit me out, I was like, hold on, what's she? And I was like, oh, it didn't hit me, too. I was like, oh, no, this is going to be a bunch of, and you hit
I'm just
worried
feel
all
bad that we spoiled the whole thing, the whole episode.
In what way?
We were just making this joke over and over.
No, that's why I was like, good. I love when that happens, because it's like, oh, the punch-up's only going to hit harder when we've been, like, referencing it.
That's true.
I forgot about so many of those movies until you referenced them.
Oh. Yeah, I did too.
The fucking alien being born through a stomach. Woo, you got me. I was trying to film it so we can post it, and I was like shaking violently laughing.
Man, you knocked that one
we'll
out of the park.
We'll post it, and then we'll put the studio version up on Patreon, so in case I peaked on this one, you might hear a different version. I don't know.
Listen, I'm not that sorry.
Okay. Yeah, Neil's not sorry.
Listen, again, as I'm learning through this podcast, hear with your ears, not your head.
Hear with your ears, not your head, not your heart.
That's right.
Ears can't ever be hurt by music.
Nope.
Not once.
With that said, should we hit unpunchable jams?
You can't punch this.
Edgar, what's a song you love?
Look, man, I've been listening to this dude a lot because he is not someone who has a great traditional singing voice. Not that that's shade towards him, mm-hmm. but he just has this interesting voice, and it makes me feel like I can do music.
You can.
And not in a bad way, but I'm just like, yo, I can fuck with, like, if his, like, his shit sounds so good, but it's Holy Will by Blood Orange.
He's kind of slept on, I feel
like. He is. And I think because he doesn't fit into any, like, category specifically. Like, mm-hmm. you can't put him in R&B. You can't put him in electronic. Like, you can't. I think him, Sumney, and James Blake kind of just float.
Mm-hmm.
Holy Will. I listen to that song. It's on my gospel playlist.
Yeah.
Even though it's not a gospel song, but I listen to it a lot.
I don't know. I'm so excited to listen to it.
I love Blood Orange.
Yeah, I know, like, two songs, and they both shred. I tried to see him in Central Park once, and it was very sold out. So,
yeah, that Negro Swan. It'll make you cry a lot.
Okay, wow, fuck. I'm so excited. This is my favorite part of the show, because now I get new music to listen to.
Right?
Demi, you want to go next? Demi, you go next.
I'll go next. Since we're talking about a song that is, in a way, a breakup song, but it's like a banger, I want to pick another, like, upbeat breakup song, uh-huh. and it's called Shirim by Melody's Echo Chamber. Melody's Echo Chamber is this French pop singer. Her first album she made when she was dating Kevin Parker from Tame Impala, and he, like, produced it and really influenced the sound of her band.
Oh, that rules.
So it's like a psychedelic pop sort of thing. And he didn't produce this one, but I think this song is written about their breakup and how it was, like, slowly dissolving. But it's just such a, yeah, Shirim. I think it's Hebrew for songs. But it's just like
a French band.
Yeah, she's a French singer. Yeah, I don't know why it's a Hebrew name, but it's so great, and it totally just is, I don't know, a very good song that feels like if Tame Impala made a pop song, but with her, like, French vocals and this very, like, I don't know, bouncy bass behind it. It's great.
Okay.
That's everything I like in music. I want to listen to that, too.
Big ups.
Well, now I'm embarrassed. I'm doing a song I feel like everyone knows, but...
Let It Be Again, Miel.
Oh, God, I love the Beatles, dude. No, you actually fucking said it earlier, you scum. Space Song by Beach House.
I'm sorry that I did.
It's okay.
But it is a perfect, truly closest to unpunchable as this playlist could have.
We already have fucking two Beach House songs on this playlist, as Ugh. Demi and I are both big fans of Beach House.
I get it.
Live than I think any other band.
But I literally was like, I want to do a spacey song, because it's a space song. Oh, right, space song.
It's a perfect.
One of my favorite songs.
Yeah, same.
Of course, the vibe, when that song starts, when the fucking... You're like,
I think about that song all the time and cry, because I just imagine it as like a lullaby that you're singing to a child.
Wide-eyed girls, you.
I need to listen to it. I have not really listened to much Beach House.
It's just like dreamscapes. That's how I would describe it.
Hands down, my favorite Beach House song.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Top 5 for me. For sure. Edgar, I'm so sorry we went so late.
Dude, you're completely fine. You're completely fine.
Where can people find you other than, obviously, your podcast, Culture Kings? And Demi's been on that, yeah?
Yeah, Demi has been on it.
That'd be a good foray into
love,
it.
I would love for you to come by sometime as well.
Fuck yeah.
He was talking to me again.
I was talking to Demi again. But you can find me on Twitter at Edgar Montbazier or on Instagram at Awfulgram. Also, this is just a request. If you would like, please go to my website and check out my web series, Sad Boy Edgar. The more people that watch it and like it, it helps me get jobs. And your boy needs money.
Oh, fuck yeah. I'll watch it when I get home.
Oh, well, thank you.
We'll
That's so kind.
Watch it.
EdgarMontbazier.com. You'll see how to spell it in the show notes.
We'll tag you in it. Do you want us to link to that? We can.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great.
Let's do a hyperlink that.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for coming on.
Well, this was fantastic. I loved this experience a lot.
It was so fun.
It's fun to have such a knowledgeable guest when we are both such dummies.
No, you guys are the smart ones.
Oh, well, thanks. If you want to follow the show or see the picture we took together on Instagram, it's pretty fun.
Yep.
And it's at Punch Up the Jam, as is everything else, because that's the name of this show, and you probably already knew that.
Sure is.
We have a Patreon. If you want to check that out, too, $7 a month. You get bonus episodes every fucking week.
Oh, wow.
Behind the Punch Up videos once a month, and you get to vote on what songs we punch up.
Yeah.
It's actually a pretty tight Patreon, to be honest.
It's a very good deal.
Pretty tight Patreon.
I feel like it is, but what can I say? It's me.
Thank you, everyone, so much for listening.
Bye,
we'll
bye.
See you next week. Goodbye.
Okay, that was
Punch Up the Jam.
Punch
Up the Jam.
Punch
Up the Jam.
Punch
Up the Jam.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.